You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, yesterday sent a telegram in Pope Francis's name expressing his sincere condolences to the relatives and friends of those killed in Saturday's crash in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don of a Fly Dubai flight. The telegram addressed to the competent authorities of the Russian Federation reads, "His Holiness commends the souls of the dead to the mercy of Almighty God and implores the divine gifts of consolation, strength, and hope upon all who mourn their loss." Meanwhile, aviation experts have begun examining damaged black boxes containing crucial data from the Fly Dubai flight. Stefan Boss reports that the investigation into the crash that killed 62 people has proven difficult.
Rescue teams have been replaced by investigators at the site of the plane crash at the airport in the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don. Nearby are children's toys in tribute to four children who were among dozens of people who lost their lives in the tragedy. "It makes your heart sink," says one woman arriving with flowers at the memorial site. "We knew many people on the flight. That's why we all came here. We worked with them." Yet the investigation will be difficult amid reports that the flight recorders, also known as black boxes, may take a month to decode. Russia's Interstate Aviation Committee said in a statement that the plane's data and voice recorders had been heavily damaged in the crash. Yet Sergei Saiko, deputy chairman of the committee, tried to offer some hope, saying in separate remarks that the quality of material on the data recorder was high. Officials say the black boxes are being viewed in Moscow by experts from Russia, the United Arab Emirates, and France. The American-made Boeing 737-800 plane had French-made engines, and questions remain why the aircraft came down. The plane, operated by budget carrier Fly Dubai, arrived from Dubai and nosedived and exploded in a giant fireball before dawn Saturday after trying to land for a second time in strong winds in Rostov-on-Don. Officials say the reason behind the crash may have been bad weather, human error, or technical problems, though Fly Dubai said it was too early to determine the cause. However, ex-pilot Yuri Sitnik questioned Fly Dubai's actions. He says he questions especially the captain. Why did he circle for 2 hours? He could have landed at other airports. Moscow was only 2 hours away. Why did he use up all the fuel? Fly Dubai confirmed all 62 people on the plane were killed. Most of the passengers were Russian. Some of the crash victims were from rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine, where fighting between Russian-backed separatists and Ukrainian government troops has killed more than 9,000 people in nearly 2 years. The war has turned the region's main airport of Donetsk into a wasteland, and many locals have been using the airport in Rostov-on-Don across the border. Rebel authorities in Donetsk said Sunday that two residents had been killed in the crash, while local media reported that a family of three from the rebel-controlled town of Sverdlovsk in Ukraine was among the victims. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.